Welcome to the Discover You podcast with your host, James Hooper, spiritual and personal discovery author, speaker, teacher, and coach. James helps you find who you were created to be and guides you to the most fulfilling life you can experience. On this podcast, we'll guide you through discovering what energizes and motivates you, why you think the way you think, act the way you act, and react the way you react. We'll learn together how to grow through spiritual truths to become the best version of yourself possible. If you haven't yet, please subscribe so you won't miss an episode. Also, you can go to your favorite podcast platform and leave a review and rating. This will help others find us so they can begin their own growth journey. Welcome to this week's episode of the Discover You podcast. This is your host, James Hooper, and I'm so excited that you guys decided to join me. We are in for a treat in the next, starting next week, actually. I'm just kind of spending some time today talking about what's going to happen next week. As you know, we've just gone through repeating the motivational gifts episodes, and then I did an episode on the four stages of rejection. Well, starting next week, we're actually going to start a new season. It's season two, and we're going to start a new season of the Discover You podcast, and it's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of changes. We're going to have new intros and outros, re-imaging, and then I'm going to go to more of an interview format. I'm going to be interviewing some really, really interesting people, people that are friends of mine or acquaintances of mine, people that I've known, and then later on, I'll find other people to interview. And then I'm also going to interject episodes of my thoughts and ideas on different items and different issues. And so that's where we're going to go. The first episode next week is going to be an interview with the district bishop of the Southwest Texas District Pentecostal Church of God. I guarantee you, you're going to learn something from this podcast. You're going to learn a lot. We're going to start off with that. Then we've got an interview with Captain Rex, and if you want to know who that is, you'll need to listen. Then a good friend of mine, Pastor Jerry Edmond. That's going to be a really emotional podcast. He's actually the epitome of a gift of encourager. I used him as an example, cited him as an example in the book. Didn't name him personally, but I used him as an example. So I just wanted to take this week just to kind of prep you and get you ready for next week. You know, it's in life, we have to understand there are seasons of time in our life. A lot of times we're going through things and we go through issues and things seem stale, things seem stagnant. It seems like we can never get ahead. We never can accomplish what we want to accomplish. But I'm here to tell you there's always a new season on the horizon. This is kind of an indication of that for us, for me. Personally, for Sharon and I, it's beginning a new season. So I've been pastoring and preaching for quite a while. I'll probably still pastor again. I'm not sure. I always want to keep preaching. I love preaching. But I posted a video on Facebook called Why I Do What I Do. And it's because of the gifts that I have, the motivational gifts that I have, and the passions that I have. That I love doing the podcast. I'm going to be developing my YouTube channel even more, and I'll put a link on it in the description of this podcast. And then, of course, the podcast. Then I'm doing speaking events. I'm trying to do more corporate events, conferences, workshops. But I continue to preach at churches because that's my roots. That's where I'm from. I enjoy that. It's just something that excites me to be able to get on the stage and speak to people. Some people are terrified to speak in public. Some people think it's a fate worse than death. But to me, it's exciting to be able to get on a stage in front of however many people are there. I've preached to 3 and I've preached to over 500. I believe in the future I'm going to be preaching to thousands or speaking to thousands, depending on the event. So it's just where I'm headed. Because that's who I am, that's what I am, and that's what I want to do. After talking to Pastor Jerry Edmond, we talked before we did the interview. In fact, I was trying to schedule him for the interview a week or so before we actually did the interview. And he told me something. He said, you know what I believe? And I said, what's that? He said, if you'll hear me out. I believe that this podcast is your calling. Because podcasting is It's pretty hot right now. Podcasting is kind of the medium of choice for everybody. And I've gotten in and I've kind of gotten my feet wet this nearly almost a year now. Next month will be a year, April 24th. So that's why we're starting a new season in April, because it'll be right at a year. He said, I believe this is your calling. And it just freed me up because I was struggling. I had tried out for a church. I just almost knew I had the job. I was looking forward to it. I had done research. If any of you know me, know that I do all the demographic research. I don't lack for vision and ideas. And so I'd already started ideating, is what I call it, or visionating, thinking about things and looking at the demographics and looking at the approach we would take. And I knew the church from history because I'd been around it for a long time, for over almost three decades. I'd been going and speaking at that church and had things to do with that church. In fact, I worked at the church for a couple of stints, but then we didn't get that church. They decided to go with someone else. It was a gut punch to me. And so anytime anybody asked me what I was doing, I would say I'm writing, which I am. I'm working on more books. I'm looking to release my next book around June of this year. But then I'd say, kind of mumble, I'm podcasting. Black is just something to do until something better comes along. But when Jerry told me, he said, I believe that this is your calling for this time. I believe that you are uniquely gifted to do it. Because not everybody can sit in an empty room by yourself and just start talking and share ideas and share revelation and share thoughts. Not everybody can do it. And God has gifted me to do it. And so it was like an aha moment for me where I thought, this is it. If I pastor again, fine. If not, okay. But I'm speaking to literally thousands of people, and at some point, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions. You know, I'm a visionary. I'm going to think big. The scripture says God will do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. I think big. I just believe at some point this podcast will be reaching millions of people. And right now it's reaching thousands. Literally thousands of people are listening to this podcast, and I'm excited about that. You know, it's just one of those things where I had to come to the point where I understood this is it and quit looking for something else. You know, I'm always transparent with you guys. I'm always open and honest with you. And one of the drawbacks of being a visionary, one of the drawbacks of being a perceiver, is I'm always looking to the future. In fact, most of the time when I'm doing something, I'm doing it with my eyes on the future instead of here. And God gave me a word at the beginning of the year, and that is present. Be present. And that's something I struggle with. I struggle with that in conversation with people. I struggle with that in everything I do, because I'm doing one thing and I'm always thinking about what's coming. And that's good for some things. When you're strategizing, you're planning, you're trying to be strategic about something. But at some point I have to stop and say, I've got to be here. This is where I am, and I've got to be satisfied with that. And I've read a book just recently, and it's talking about peace, inner peace. And it says when you have inner peace, then you're going to have inner strength. And it was just another aha moment for me. Once I begin to be at peace with where I am, I always put everything into this podcast. I do everything all out. I always put everything I have into it. I believe in it. And it wasn't that I wasn't going to keep doing the podcast if I ever. In fact, when I tried out for the church, I told them, I said, I'm going to continue to write. I'm going to continue to podcast. And I'll probably start doing speaking engagements outside the church. That may be why I didn't get the pastor job. But anyway, I digress. Once I understood, once Jerry told me, he said, I believe this is your calling for this time. So I can actually spend my time focusing on this and being satisfied. See, one of my biggest issues is FOMO. I don't want to miss something better because I'm doing something less. Instead of being content with where I am, and if something better comes along and it works out, that's fine. If it doesn't, no problem. I have to get beyond that fear of missing out issue. I have to get beyond that mindset. And I have. I've gotten to the point where I am so at peace right now, where I am. I'm so at peace with who I am and what I'm doing, and knowing that this is who I am, this is what my calling is, and I'm content with that. I'm just going forward. I'm starting a new season with the podcast. I'm starting a new outlook. I'm going to be going full bore on what I'm doing here. If God brings something else along, so be it. If I perceive it as better and I'm not supposed to be there, I'm going to be content with where I am. I'm going to always be trying to improve. I'm going to always be trying to be better because I always want to be better at what I'm doing. I never want to be satisfied with my current level. I want to always be better. I always want to do better and I always want to reach more and do more. That's just who I am because I can't be satisfied because once I get to a certain place, then my tendency is as I start getting bored. So I always want to reach forward, reach for the better. And so I'm going to try to keep improving the podcast. I want to try to keep getting really interesting people on so that you can hear their stories because I believe this is what I know for a fact because it's for me. Whenever I listen to other people's stories, which is what we're going to do, we're going to be hearing other people's stories, their life stories, either certain periods of time in their life or from when they were children or whatever. We're going to talk about their stories and their struggles, and hopefully you will learn something from that. When you get to, if you're experiencing the same thing that they were experiencing, you have someone that say, oh, hey, I'm not the only one that's ever gone through this. They got through it this way, and not that you can get through it exactly like that, but that you know you can get through it because they got through it and they got where they are now. That's why I want to start doing interviews. And then I'm going to do episodes like this one where I just talk about different things that are on my heart, things that I've been seeing lately because I'm a perceiver, because I see things. It may be issue-oriented. It may be spiritual growth-oriented. Who knows? It's just going to be me talking. And then my YouTube channel, I'm going to be developing that. I'm going to be doing some things on it, trying to do some interesting things so that it's not just wasting your time. I'm writing more books. I've got 3 books in the works at different stages, but there's one particular one that I'm trying to get released by June. I'll let you know probably in a few months what the working title of that one will be, but I believe it's something that's going to help people. And then the speaking engagements. I really want to do workshops with the Discover You material because I really feel like it's something that should change people's lives because it changed mine. Look forward to next week. Be sure and subscribe. Be sure and subscribe because you're not going to want to miss it because it's exciting. The next few weeks coming up, well, all the episodes coming up because as of this recording, I'm actually scheduled the end of the week that I'm recording this to go do 2 more interviews that are people that have been through some things in their life and how they've gotten through it and how they've gotten to where they are. And they're different places in life. They're not all ministers. So far, I've just done ministers. But these 2 that I'll be doing, they're not preachers or speakers or ministers. They are just normal people that have a job or have a business. One of them owns their own business. Also, I want you to consider this. There are 2 ways that you can help support this podcast. One is a one-time thing of going to the website, discoveryou-book.com, and click the link that'll take you to Amazon and buy the book. $9.99. I get the royalties from that, and that will help. But the second is an ongoing support. There's in the description of this podcast, there is a link that you can click that you can set up a monthly gift and support the podcast. You can whatever amount you want to, from $1 to $10 to whatever you want to do, set up a monthly support where it's automatically drawn out of your account. You don't have to think about it again. Once you make the decision, it's an EFT. It draws out of your account and you don't have to worry about it again. But you can support this podcast on a monthly basis. And that way I can continue to grow it, I want to do most of my interviews in person. I know that's probably going to be impossible to do all the time. But right now I'm doing them all in person, so I need interview gear, better interview gear, because I've just been making do. But it's been working, not complaining, but you know me, I always want to do better. So it'll do that, buy gear, it'll buy, you know, help support me to be able to spend the time doing it, producing the podcast. At some point I'll need to outsource the production of it, the post-production, where I just do the recording and then somebody else does all the post-production, so I'll need to be able to do that because that'll free me up to do more As I'm writing, as I'm speaking, as my speaking engagements get to be more and more, my schedule gets busier, that'll help do that. Just consider it. It would be an honor of mine if you would partner with me on this podcast. I believe that this podcast is going to impact people's lives. And that's the reason I want more and more listeners, because I want to impact more people's lives. Not an ego thing. It's not a thing that where I want to start bragging and say, hey, look to how many people I talk to. I want to impact more people, because every number that I look on my metrics is a person's life that can be changed. And I want to look at it that way. I mean, I was that way as a pastor. People say, oh, you're just concerned about numbers. Yes, because a number, each number represents a soul, a life that can be changed. And I want to impact as many lives as possible for the good. That's my goal. There are people out there that don't have a goal like that. That's fine. This is my goal. I want to impact as many lives as possible. And you can be part of that. You can be part of helping people change their lives. And hopefully some of the interviews I do later on, there's a couple of people that I've talked to that the book has really made an impact on them. In fact, Brandon Sanders, Captain Rex, the second one in April, he read my book, and one of the first comments he says, I wish you'd written this book 15 years ago. Of course, I did too. I wish I had it. I wanted to take this time and let you know it's a new season. And I believe you can take that for your life. It's a new season. We're starting April. We're starting the second quarter. We're starting spring. It's going to be up soon. It's time to have a new season in our life. It's time for things to start in the uptick, the up direction. That's why I'm changing the podcast a little bit, changing the image of it, changing the sound of it, changing the format of it, but I'm going to keep doing it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging with us. Be sure and subscribe. Be sure and subscribe. And if you can't support us monthly, please share it on your social media. Share the podcast. There's a share button somewhere on there that you can share the podcast. Also, got a Twitter page, a Twitter account for this. It's called Discover You Pod, Discover You P-O-D, and that's on Twitter. And then I've got an email address if you want to contact me. It's discoveryoupod@gmail.com, discoveryoupod@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Interact with me. This Twitter account's kind of new for me right now, so I'm going to try to be on it as much as possible, try to be posting content. In fact, I'm going the week that I'm recording this, I'm going to a workshop on creating content for social media. I'll just give you a little insight that the lady that's teaching the social media workshop is one of the ladies I'm going to be interviewing. So she'll be probably the end of April, 1st of May, something like that. I don't know. And she's a personal friend of mine. Anyway, Discover You Pod on Twitter, discoveryoupod@gmail.com. discoveryou-book.com. However you want to contact us, there's a contact page on the website too. Please order the book. Consider supporting us on a monthly basis. And I look forward to talking to you next week, because it's going to be awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Discover You podcast with your host, James Hooper. This podcast exists to help you grow both spiritually and personally. If you enjoyed it and think others could benefit from the content provided, please go to your favorite podcast platform and leave a review and rating. This will help others find us more easily. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thank you for joining us for the Discover You podcast.